Today I want to talk to you about victory over demonic spirits. Amen. How many of you had a paranormal activity somewhere, sometime in your life? Can I see? Paranormal activity. Auntie, nobody else? Paranormal? You have experienced paranormal activities like ghosts, which... Nobody's lifting their hands, but okay, I will ask you personally again. So that, does that mean that you have felt that? You have felt that? Paranormal activity. Some places you go, night you cannot sleep, you will see something. How many of you have seen that thing? That thing. Okay, you have seen, right? In some places you go, you will see a lot of animals wriggling around. Rats, ants, bats. Bats are very famous for this. Owl. This owl will not be anywhere else, but in that house it will be there. Then they'll say it's a pet called owly or something like that. But when you say that owly, we know what owly it is. So nights you cannot sleep, fearful dreams. You don't feel like praying. You feel like doing something. You become violent. You become explosive. Sometimes some places you go, you really get that anger inside of you. You get that jealousy inside of you. You get pride inside of you. You want to just, sometimes you want to break all things off. I have seen all these things. You understand what I mean? Some houses you go, you want to break all things. Some boys come to our house and try to do that. That doesn't mean that paranormal activity. What I'm trying to tell you is, some places, some people, we have experienced many times these paranormal activities, and science cannot disprove it. They are looking for UFOs and unidentified flying objects and all those things. So a lot of research is being going into this. But the Bible says we are surrounded by spiritual forces. While you came today to the church, you crossed a lot of demonic forces who just didn't want you to go. Yeah. Starting from, some of them were on the bed sheet. While you want to put it, they want to put it back. When the alarm bell was ringing, you wanted to, they gave you some help, hey, stop ringing, little more, snooze again. They're there. Evil spirits are there everywhere. That's why in Psalm 91 we read, 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come nigh unto you. Amen. So that is true. And today these demon spirits. I'm talking about demon spirits, which is just one category of the satanic issue. You know who is Satan? Satan is the one who was an angel. And I'm not going to go into satanic problem. I want to talk to you about evil spirits, who are a class of demons who wants to, who likes you so much. Yeah, they like, especially believers. They somehow, because others they have, they are in their kabza. Last week, in Florida, one fellow went and shot how many? What do you call for that? Mental disability? No, pure demon spirit. Yeah. You see of last week in Kerala, in our place, somebody killed somebody, and I'm not going to go, children are there, so I know. Such evil things. Party workers in Kerala, in my state, they kicked CPM party workers, Communist Party workers, kicked a pregnant woman. That girl lost her child. We are seeing it everywhere. We are seeing it around us. What brings fights and confusion? The demons. What brings instability in an atmosphere? Demons. And today I want to tell you about them a little bit. Because if you are not unaware of it, they will have you. They will eat you. They like to have you. But today I want to decree to you, none of you will be falling prey to the demonic spirits at any way in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. So today I want to talk to you about who are these demons. And the first verse which I want to give you is from Mark chapter 16 and verse 17. Mark 16 and verse 17. And these signs, can we all read it together? And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. devils, that is King James Version, but in NIV and ESV, it is demons. They will speak in new tongues. In fact, in your NIV Bible, it will not be there. It will be just, how many of you have their NIV Bibles? Can you see 16:17? Is it there? It's short. It's paraphrased, correct? Is it? It's like a note. It says the old manuscript doesn't have it, but have that manuscript. It's very important. If you miss it, NIV, KJV, and all these things, and all, you should not miss. If you miss this, they will not miss you. So thank God for all the Bibles. How Bibles came into pass, that's a bigger topic. You can ask probably Moses. He will help you. But today, that's not my point of contention. But underline that. In those, and these signs shall follow those who believe. How many of you believe that Jesus is the Son of God? You believe that? Do you believe that Jesus is your God? Then there is a sign. What is the sign? They shall cast out demons. How many demons have you cast out? Pastor, I can't. You're telling me demon? Yeah. The Bible says, if you believe, you cast out demons. That's all. No sitting, fasting, prayer, and that's all there. But to a believer, this is given. It's a given authority. What? Be gone. That's all. Sometimes you just need to whisper. Hey. Side udiyappa. Side yogi. Alli yogi. Matadabeku. Beda. Ogi. Chale jao. If they are still saying, sometimes you need to raise your temper. Raise a little bit. That's all there. Because these fellows are unashamed fellows. They have no shame at all. You understand what I'm telling? Demonic spirits are there everywhere. And as a believer, the biggest sign that you're a believer is not that you're coming to the church or your Christianity certificate, the certificate, your religion is Christian. No. The sign that you're a Christian, which means Jesus inside you, is you are casting out demons. Sometimes you just move, believing they will give way. Don't touch this car, it's not ours. Don't touch this woman, it's marked. It's marked. I heard this testimony by Reinhard Bonnke. In Africa, it's an occultic atmosphere always. So they wanted to come and disturb the meeting. So they didn't want this meeting to take place. So they, first some Chota devils got together. They are men, women, all these. They have unity, big unity there. Men and women together only, full praise and worship only. So they will come together. They sat at three corners. They said, okay, now we are going to call our demon spirits. They will come and disturb the meeting. Reinhard Bonnke just said, Hallelujah! It seems when he said Hallelujah, these demon spirits started having asthma attack. Full sneezing only. Because Reinhard Bonnke, the first word which he says is Hallelujah. He starts his message by, how much important is your Hallelujah? Lift your hands and give the Lord a shout of praise. Yeah, say it. First, Jesus should hear, you should hear, demon spirit should hear. Now we are sitting with asthma attacks and they are giggling there. Do you understand? Demon spirits are everywhere. So they said, okay, this is not working. Let us call our chief witch. They brought her first class, business class ticket from South Africa. Brought her to Nigeria. He said, this fellow is not going in our trick. So you also should come. So she said, don't worry, this and all, nothing. How many we have seen? He came and started doing her auja things, you know, auja boards, and they just called. And they... Bonnke again came and said, Hallelujah! This time three Hallelujahs, he said. The witch started sneezing and sneezing. This type of attack I have not seen. They all ran for their life. Third day they came, last day. This day we are going to do everything we can. Again he said, Hallelujah! They had asthma attack. They came running to the platform and said, please save us. Please save us. And all three were delivered. Somebody said, praise the Lord. That's why we say after the service, those who rejoice in the Lord shout three hallelujahs. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Means there's power.
There is power. You have power to torment demons. But because we are not identifying our authority, they are tormenting us. You have seen this in the festivals and all. The small Narendra fellow, he will be 50 kilos, sitting on top of a elephant. You see? I would just think, if at all that elephant knows its power. And so what all he's doing? But once the elephant understands the power, can anybody stand in front of it? Today some sleeping elephants are going to wake up. In the name of Jesus. Some small fellows or shorter fellows are sitting on top of your head and body. Be gone in the name. The power that you have is too much. Say it's too much. It's too much. The power on your life is too much. Lift your hands and say, the power on my life, in my life, is too much. Hallelujah. And today I'm going to talk to you. And the first thing is not speak in new tongues. It's they will cast out demons. Demon, that is the normal. So everybody has got the authority to cast out demons. You needn't call any specialist, but you got the authority. You got the authority. And then speak in new tongues. I'm not going into speaking into new tongues, but as a believer, you're entitled. But we are not exercising this authority because we do not know where he is, what he is. So today I want to just tell you where he came from, his origin. What is he trying to do in your life? The Greek word of demons is daimonion. Daimonion. D-A-I-M-O-N-O-I-O-N. In Malayalam, they call Damone. It looks like that. Daimone. Damone. Daimonion. Just for you to. From the above words, these are the signs of a believers. They will cast out demons. Now, let me tell you, these. How do we deal with demons? Embrace them, kiss them, welcome them. What you should do? Yeah, cast out. Cast out means paravali. Don't even come near me. Don't even come near me. Cast out means, please, David, please, Maha. Can you please go? You will not go. Cast out in the name of Jesus. Amen. That's your entitlement. Say, it's my entitlement. Now let me tell you about, I'm not talking about Satan. Satan is a different topic. This is one class of Satan's army. What? Demons. Okay. Origin of demons. They are disembodied spirits. They don't have a body, but they look for a body. They long for a body to reside. Now I want to tell you about how they came from, where they came from. And in my view, this is right. After a lot of research, lot of people have different opinions. Some people say pre-Adamic race. There was a race before Adam. And God judged and they are the spirits. But there is a book called Book of Enoch. What's that? Book of Enoch. Enoch's book is referred in even in Jude, in the Epistle of Jude. That's not there in the Bible canon though. It's not there. It's not in the approved list of books. Now, how does books come into the Bible? You have to join the discipleship class or something like that. But simple is it, when you dig something, when you get a manuscript, you evaluate the authenticity of that contents, the prophetic utterance, the truth behind that, and all those things. And then, so somehow Book of Enoch has not come in, but that doesn't mean that we can put aside that book. What the Bible said, 66 book is correct. But we can also research outside and see if some things are without our knowledge there. So Genesis 6 and verse 2. Let's come to that. Genesis chapter 6 and verse 2. I'll go to the book of Enoch later. I hope I will finish it quick. Hallelujah. If you cooperate, I can really finish it. Okay? Just cooperate with me. Genesis 6 and verse 2. That the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair. And they took them wives of all which they chose. So it's just choosing. Love marriage only. Love or arranged, pastor? Okay, I don't know.
It's okay. Somehow you get married. Nowadays we tell that only. Pastors also say, somehow if the boy is good, the girl is good, they are knowing good spiritual credentials, don't look for anything else. Because these days, the demons don't allow you to get married. Do you know that? Yeah? You know why pornography is a big issue? Indians were multiplying. Indians were multiplying. Chinese were multiplying. The world rulers thought this is going to be a big problem. Who is the world ruler? Uncle Sam. You want to go there, no green card? They only. They said, okay, put this in. Demonic spirits. Nobody will want to marry. Why? Virtual reality, augmented reality, everything is there in the... Now to get married, now people will say, why should you get married? To take care of a woman and her moods and her swings. And how many of you know women have swings? Husbands, all of you are having... All the life we should see, is it up or is it near? Morning they wake up, in their smile itself. We know. You want to get married, Wilson? You should get married before this year end. You should experience, brother. No, but God, see, now, having said that, God created woman to be a helper to the man. That doesn't mean cook and all. Helper means the same role which God is doing. You got a point, no, women? In Psalm 30, we read, God is my helper. Helper. So it doesn't mean that you are low or high, but of course, there is that submission which comes under a man. These women seems to be like independent women. Where? In Genesis 6. Genesis 6, women were independent. 50-50, reservation meaning. Oh, we cannot. If we make tea, you make two coffees for us. We cannot come. Who you think we are? Who you want to take care of you? Next, your mother-in-law, your children, your Sara Parivar. All of, I thought only you are there. Now, when I got married to you, I understood I married a big family. Independent spirit. Very dangerous. Women, it's a spiritual principle. That's why Paul says, when you, that time, covering your head was a sign of married women. Okay? Now, don't get confused there. You have different signs in, sometimes it's a modiram. I didn't give in. I said, I just, you know, accept you. No worry. No modiram, nothing. No ring, no suffering. Word. Did Atal Bihari Vajpayee come and say, I wear the ring and say that I am Prime Minister? He said, no. I, Atal Bihari Vajpayee, swear in the name of God that I am the Prime Minister. Say, he is the Prime Minister. So whatever cultures are different. So those times, especially in Palestinian area, they will wear the hijab or that thing. So when Indians, it comes, do you need to wear a veil? Well, it's good. If you think that you are under a, you know, that's good, wearing the Church of God, veiling and covering, it's okay. But God has already given you a natural veil. What? These days, men also wear. So when Paul says, he says that's a disgrace or shame. So I'm not going into that. But if you are having an independent spirit, it's very dangerous. Let every independent spirit get away in the name of Jesus. We are dependent on God. Amen. And if you have a husband, you are dependent on him and his spiritual authority. You understand? So I cannot go more than this. Anything, you come home, I will easily give you a tea and help you understand this. But those days, some women who are thankful for their husband say, praise the Lord. Only you said, do I need? See, one by one it's coming. Once again, some women who are happy to be under their husband's authority said, praise the Lord. You didn't hear, brother? See, at least let the demons hear. That's what I'm telling you. Some people who are respect their husbands and have their submissiveness, and you are understanding their husbands are covering you, lift your hands and say, praise the Lord. That's it. You have to. Otherwise, that fellow will come. Who? That's what I'm going to tell. Sons of God saw that the daughters of men were attractive. So that time itself, this happened. This all happened. So the now these are the angels, watchers. They are called watchers, a separate group of angels which were sent by God to look after the things of the earth. But suddenly they have terrestrial senses also, like sensual senses. They have their they were terrestrial as well as extraterrestrial. They could easily go up, report to God. They're watchers. They're called watchers. And these guys, somehow they saw, Ara, this is really good. These women are really, really. Some women who think they're beautiful said, praise the Lord. That also I have to tell you. You're all very beautiful. First class. Why? God has made you. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Irrespective of caste, creed, color, nothing. You are all beautiful. If you are a woman, you are a... Yesterday I said, women are very simple beings. Very, very simple. But only thing is, they make things complicated. That's why the enemy chose them to talk to them. Because imagine if Satan... You have to imagine what's in the Bible. If Satan had Adam to come... Can you please eat that fruit? Because you said, you or me. But women are not like, Cheji, Amama, please. Oh, is it? That day my husband said, don't eat. But since you are telling, I will. Yes. Suddenly when they were not there, things boomeranged. Hallelujah. Women are very simple, but don't think you're complex. You're very simple. Weak vessels. That's what the Bible says. But sometimes things can get complicated. But anyway, they took as their wives. And what happened is, look at 6 and verse 4. There were giants in the earth. Everybody say giants, or in ESV or NIV, it is Nephilim. Nephilim. Do you have Nephilim there in NIV? Yeah, NIV. Nephilim. They are a pattern of giants. So there were giants in the earth those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, then same became mighty men which were of old, men of renown. And what was the result of that? Next verse, verse 5. Because of that, because of this evil intrusion, everybody say evil intrusion, because of the those watchers who came and had copulation with the women, the giants' race that came, and verse 5, and God saw that the wickedness of who? Man. So there was something in men that attracted these angels. God is not blaming the angels there. The wickedness of? You can even trap an angel. That is the power you got. And angels were trapped, or they trapped us. Something, we all fell into that big, big trap. And what happened? Wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that every imagination, because of that evil intrusion, number one, wickedness. Men became wicked, and that's what we are reading every day. Second, it took on to the imagination level. Say imaginations. Yeah, that's a big level where the devil can oppress you. Imagination. Imagine. The wife sitting alone thinking, my husband is not with me. So, he's having coffee with his manager in coffee day. And she is then looking, probing, you know, these imaginations. Mother-in-law, she is purposely putting that bomb for me. Mother-in-law will think that daughter-in-law, she has purposely. Imaginations are not peaceful. Husband and wife fighting. From where does it come? Imagination. You're imagining. If I give up now, he will take over my khandan. So, good. Hey, Baba, stop. From where that has come? That imagination. Where has this conflict coming from? So when the demonic intrusion happened, it polluted the imagination realm, and it still remains polluted. You understood this? Did you get this? Imaginations of the heart of his heart was only evil continually. So God, what did he do? And he found only Noah as righteous. I would say, some people were telling, and he was the only man living there that time. All others were corrupted. Imagine, all of them are corrupt. What stand will you take? God, I am the only one left. So I am also. Isn't it? We all like to be in the majority, right? But with God, one is a majority. Noah was the only righteous man. May all of you stand for righteousness in Jesus' name. May all your environment be peaceful in the name of Jesus. Every negative imagination, I break it by its bone. Imaginations have bone. You know that? That's why I just broke some bones. Hallelujah. I break it. Break the back of those evil imaginations. And that's what the enemy tries to do. To get into our children from a very young age. Angry Birds. What is the latest game? What do you like to play? You don't like to play any game? Very good boy. Wonderful. Temple Run. I don't know, some putting guns. And when they get a real gun, what they will do? First experiment on the mother. She's the one who gave me the gun, so I will. That's what is happening in America. Trump is telling everything, but he's not telling their guns should be stopped. Why? He cannot do anything. Imagination is wicked. They want blood sacrifices. They want things to go down. They want things to fall. Demonics, demoniacs, demon spirits. And the Bible says God destroyed them by a flood. Destroyed this race. Only Noah and his descendants were saved. But understand, the bodies of these people were dead, but their spirits are still on. And that clue, we get it from Enoch's book. And that is the origin where many people say that these evil spirits, different color, kind, thousands are there. They're still on the earth. And that's why in Romans we read, the creation are eagerly waiting for the revelation of the sons of God, where we all will be redeemed. Till then, the earth is also longing because it is being populated by demonic spirits. Some places you go, you cannot sleep because of the great idols there. Make sure, when we are all living amongst that, that's what I'm trying. Don't deny that fact. But when you, as a child of God, believer, go, you cast out them. They are under you. They are beneath you. They are under your feet. There is nothing wrong when you say in the morning, I cast out every demonic activity away from me in Jesus' name. Because you have to do that. You have to do that. So, after the flood, the raven went. He didn't come back. It was very happy. Because uncleanness. They are also called unclean spirits. The dove could not stay. It came back. Why? Again, Noah sent. This time it came with a beak. Which shows about the church. I don't know. With a twig in the beak. And then it went. It didn't come back. The Holy Spirit is the one that is against the demonic spirits. Now I want to tell you, because you have the possession of the Holy Spirit, the demonic spirits could not hunt you last night. Because the evil spirits, hallelujah, it was not because they are powerless, but there is somebody who is called the restrainer. Everybody is a restrainer. He stops every demonic attack that comes against your way. When you go in your car, there is that plus security. God said, and my God shall command his angels to take charge over you. It's not because the demons do not want to put you into an accident and destroy you. They want to do that. Hallelujah. Demonic spirits, evil spirits, unclean spirits, they want to have you. Hallelujah. And then listen to this book of Enoch. It's in book of Enoch chapter 15. Okay? Just listen to it. And now the giants who are produced from the spirits and flesh shall be called evil spirits upon the earth. Who? the giants who are produced from the spirits and flesh. And on the earth shall be their dwelling. Evil spirits have proceeded from their bodies because they are born of men. Are you getting this? And from the holy watchers is their original and primal origin. There shall be evil spirits on earth, and evil spirits shall they be called. As for the spirits of heaven, in heaven shall be their dwelling. But as for the spirits of the earth which are born upon the earth, on the earth shall be their dwelling. Say, demons dwell on earth. Yes, they dwell on earth. And the spirits of the giants afflict, oppress, destroy, attack, do battle, and work destruction on the earth and cause trouble. Everybody say, cause trouble. He is the troublemaker. Who causes trouble in families? The demons. Who causes misunderstanding between husband and wife? The demons. Who causes killing and murder? Demons. They enter character. They enter your thoughts. They enter into. And then, look, listen to this. And the spirit, and they take no food. They are full time on fast. But they hunger and thirst and cause offenses. And these spirits shall rise up against the children of men and against women because they have proceeded from them. That is their home. They think that is their home. When they see Ashley going, they think, yeah, that's my home. That's my 60-40. But somebody else is dwelling there. Who? The Holy Spirit. Somebody lift your hands and say, the Holy Spirit takes over me. My body is His temple. Hallelujah. Now you understand where these all come from? This is in Book of Enoch chapter 15. Okay? You can go and probably read it. But this is something just. So demons, you should know who from there. They're earthly. They're terrestrial. They think that you are theirs. And you should say, I am not yours. Get away from me. What does this demon do? Hallelujah. You can see their imagination was. If you look at Genesis chapter 6. Are you there? I'm giving you a Bible study. Genesis chapter 6 and verse 4. They were giants on the earth. So they were physically very strong. Gymwalas. One day you don't go gym also. It's okay. Don't make gym as your God. Who are the mighty people? You can compare with this might man. Their body is their God. Huh? Some people tell me, just coming outside inside. I said, what can I do? You tell me, what can I do? See, that is a mechanism which God gave. You know, when you eat it, elastic. You put it inside, what will happen? What is inside will come outside. Hallelujah. May your diet be blessed in Jesus' name. I want to pray for your diet. Lift your hands and say, praise the Lord. See, last week, Sheba got a forward from WhatsApp. Some cousin said to her, all the food items which we have, they say no preservatives added, which is the number one lie. Without preservative, do you think it's coming? All are preservatives. All are Ajinomotos. All are trans fats. They are dedicated, built by demons. To destroy you, to have you. So addiction over anything. Pastor, one day I have to have chicken. Let that spirit get away from you in the name of Jesus. I want to have noodles, at least one. Every cup noodle spirit away in the name of Jesus. I'm dealing with spirits now. Hallelujah. So that you will not have them. People who do not eat vegetarian, may they be vegetarian in Jesus' name. Transformation. I also like non-veg, but see, don't addiction. That's what I'm trying to tell you. All demons. Demons. They're behind it. You know this koli, the chicken. In Hindu, last week there was a thing. They put colistin. You know what is colistin? The biggest antibiotic. They're putting in whom? The chicken. So that when you eat chicken, this colistin will not have any effect when you are in your... When you need that medicine, it will not work. You go and check it. Hallelujah. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Lift your hands and say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Nothing shall harm you by any means. And that's why you need a church. That's why you need the word of God. One day, no chicken. Don't worry. Next day also continue.
once in a week you have probably. But pray over it. Pray over it and eat. Hallelujah. Then giants, and then every imagination was bad. So imagination. Third, I told you about imagination. About how wicked our imaginations are. You got it? And mighty, they were men of old, men of renown, fame. Demons can give you a lot of fame. Demons will give you that much fame and kill you. They will kill you. All these big singers have big horrific diseases in their life. Do you know that? You want to become a big cinema celebrity? How many shelter house people want to become cinema? This is not your place. Please go. If you are here, you will not have fame. God will give you some positions. With that, be ashte. I want to be in colors. I want to be in that color, this color. I will start with hallelujah. Pastor, Sunday, hallelujah. Monday? What fame? You are in danger. Demons can give you fame. You know what did Satan tell to Jesus? You just worship me. I will give you the fame. Let everyone who wants to desire to be famous, hearing my word in the bandwidth of my preaching, let every spirit that want to be fame be out in the name of Jesus. That's why Paul said, contentment with godliness is great gain. Tuition after tuition, class after class, what are you trying to make? You're trying to make some artificial intelligence daughter or son or what? Huh? Let them come home, sit aram, say, let give them some time. Monday to Saturday, class. Let them enjoy you. Let them not become big Isaac Newton and all. Let them become people who love the Lord's word. Hallelujah. Amen. Demons are everywhere. They want to have your children. They want to have you. They want to destroy you. Throw everything that has demonic influences in your life. Pastor, I don't have any. But without seeing a witch film, can you sleep? You like know that Dracula coming? Without the Dracula and the adrenaline rush, it will not happen. They are coming to haunt you. Be careful. Harry Potter books, throw it away. Language, that's a big demon. What? They work through English language also. You know, what is God? God is there, G-O-D. But it's reverse it. Now, that is what English language is. Look at devil. Ulta. Understood something? Gottaita? Nimke gottagalle. That's why you need to speak in other tongues. Hallelujah. One reason. That doesn't mean you shouldn't speak in English. Some people say, Pastor, your English little Malayali. I'm a Malayali, so what? I'm not behind language. This language is invented by whom? The enemy. So all these things the devil has corrupted. Language. Last week my daughter was telling me somebody called her the biggest filthy word. In the class, that's common, you know that word. I said, I never heard this till I was 12 or 11. Now it's in there. This is the world which we live. Let them say, praise the Lord. And come away from the wickedness. Let them not be big celebrities here. Don't be so happy when they are in the stage and chaya, 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 chaya. Let them say, hallelujah on this stage. Or their life is in danger. Hallelujah. So all these things are language. The devil has influence even in language, imagination, thoughts, talks, everywhere you see. Food. Did I cover it all? How much you need to expel them? Movies. What is the first reel that comes? You know that, no? And then you said, Talevar Bada. First reel was there. Have nothing to do with anything. Have nothing to do with the evil devil. Understand his schemes. Hallelujah. Amen. So,
Demons are like that. They are wicked in character. They can give you fame. They will just say, one secular song you sing, just one, you will be a big hit. Your life will go for a hit. It's taken. Because once you go into there, you're not going to come back. The chances of you coming back is very less. Some people who made their comebacks at prison, I know of thousands of people like that also. God just caught them somehow. Before going into the hell, God just touched them. Some prayers were forcing them. Otherwise, their lives would have been dead and gone. So these giants continued even after the flood. Write some verses. Amorites, Amos 2, 9 and 10. Some giant names I'm giving you, okay? Amorites, Amos 2, 9 and 10. Emim, Deuteronomy 2, 10 and 11. Zuzim, don't put it for your children. Deuteronomy 2, 20 and 21. That's another class of giants. Rephaim, Deuteronomy 3, 10 and 11. Nephilim, Genesis 6 and 4. Anakim, Numbers 13 and 33. Did you get it? Some people who wrote notes. Amorites, Amos 2, 9 and 10. Emim, computers are there. Deuteronomy 2, 10 and 11. Zuzim, Deuteronomy 2, 20, 21. Rephaim, Deuteronomy 3, 10 and 11. Nephilim, Anakim, Numbers 13, 33. Goliath, 1 Samuel 17, 4 and 7. Agenda of the demons. Five things I will say. This is very important. And then I will close, I'm sure. Number one, to prevent people from true worship. The demons will stop your worship. Exodus 8 and verse 1. Can we read it together? Exodus chapter 8 and verse 1. Exodus chapter 8 and verse 1. To prevent people from worship. So they will not. And the Lord spake unto Moses, go unto Pharaoh and say unto him, thus saith the Lord, let my people go that they may serve me. In NIV, it's worship me. Worship me. Let them worship me. Let my people go. Pharaohic spirits are there. I'm telling you, there are Pharaoh spirits inside your company. They don't mind you doing anything, but they mind when you come to worship. When praise and worship is happening, when I'm singing, what a beautiful name it is, the demon next to you will say, now you understand? These demons will not allow you to say a hallelujah. These demons will not let you clap your hands. They'll say, the person sitting next to you will be so disturbed. No harm will come to him, no. Shelter house people, let worship rise. Don't miss the worship time. Hallelujah. 8:30 Tamil service happens. Now, because of late comers only, we are going late, half an hour. Our English service timing is 10:30. Okay? But where can I finish demonology in 10 minutes? Hallelujah. So they want to stop your worship. They want to stop your hallelujah. They want to make you shameful about your praise the Lord. Somebody who understood the magnanimity of your hallelujahs, lift your hands and break and start praising God. Hallelujah. Let the enemy be ashamed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Lift your hands and say hallelujah. Let the enemy hear it. Unashamed people. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. So never miss the time of worship. In your day-to-day affairs, where is worship? Is there a family worship? Because after Noah came out of the ark, what is the first thing he did? He built an altar. He built an altar. Demons are everywhere. They don't want. So next time, hallelujah, when you come to release your mouth. Don't to close your mouth. All the church believers are in house. They in church, they comment, what a beautiful name. Nothing I can compare. Let all those worship restricting demons be away from your mouth. Set your hands to worship God. Somebody put your pen down. Clap your hands. Yeah. Demons are leaving. Demons are leaving. Hallelujah. You're a place of worship. You're a center of worship. Never miss worship. Never miss worship. Or warships of enemy are coming towards you. You want to worship God, or you want to encounter the warships of the demons? They want to stop you. And what happened? Moses put the rod down. It became into a snake. What did the magicians of Egypt do? They also did the same. Demons. Demons. But the rod of Moses swallowed them. They could not put that rod again. I'm telling you, when you go into a situation, the enemy power will be decapitated. Hallelujah. That's the last time. Those are the last moments they exert their power. Second, to stop you from prayer. Acts 16:16-18. Can we go? Acts 16:16-18. Hallelujah. You're learning something. I can't take it in. Still, I'm trying to condense it. And it came to pass as we went to a prayer. Everybody say, went to prayer. As we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination met us with brought her masters much gain by soothsaying, astrology. Every auja board, astrology. Don't look at the newspaper back for your future. There are some people, in the name of Jesus, let it go. You want the future in the astrology, or do you want the... Hallelujah. Say, this is my future. Lift your Bible and say, this is my future. This is my future. This is my future. I have what it says I have. I will be what it says I will be. I have the power bestowed on God by this Bible. The Holy Bible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. These men are the servants of the Most High God. Is there anything wrong there? No. Which shows demons are telling, these are the servants of the Most High God. I would like it. Somebody going in that time, hey, men of God are coming. Men of God are coming. What did Paul say? Get away. Look at the next words. For many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. Lift your hands and say, I command every evil spirits to get away from our house, from our church, from our territory. In the name of Jesus, I command. Say, command. Don't request the demons. Please. No civilized mentality. Take them out. Don't show any mercy. Burn the unwanted. Don't let them inside. And he came out of the same hour. The same hour. So prayer, time of prayer. Remove your phones, Apple, computer, everything. Word, close it down. And go to him for word. And that's what we are doing in our conference. We're telling, Lord, you are our word. Come what may. Come what may. Come what may. You are the word. You are our world. Hallelujah. Every spirit that is disturbing your time of prayer, that is disturbing you from having a fruitful time of prayer, from being in the office of a pastor, I command all those evil spirits to leave. In the name of Jesus. From today, your prayer time will be proper. Somebody said, praise the Lord. It is binding your word. Go ahead and praise the Lord. Come on. Reba, Rabba, Rada, Shata, Rada. Oh, hallelujah. You will be a man of prayer. You will be a woman of prayer. Nothing is bigger than your prayer time. It follows you to your prayer time. Cast it away. Don't be merciful to the demons. Hallelujah. Third, it will disturb your fellowship with God. 1 Corinthians 10:20-21. 1 Corinthians 10:20-21. You cannot have fellowship. Fellowship means exchange giving. Don't go and eat sacrificed things to things. Don't go and do anything which has to do anything with that sort of things. You cannot. Do you want to partake of the Lord's table or the enemy's table? The Lord's table.
When you have the Lord's table, you go and take part in the demons. They will attack you and kill you. God will not save you. Amphibian life is the dangerous life. What is that? Some people say, I will live there. I will be here. Amphibian life. Frog spirits. Out in the name of Jesus. Take a stand for God. Take a stand for God. That is their agenda. Number one, to disturb your worship. Number two, disturb your prayer life. Number three, disturb your fellowship. Have nothing to do with church people. Maintain a distance, you know. You all talk that in your room. Maintain a distance with the pastor. Maintain a distance with somebody. Because they may offend us. The demons are behind that. Demons are behind that. They make you lazy, lethargic to do the work of God. Demons, kick them away by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Do the work of God. Don't entertain gossips. Don't entertain all those things. Anything for the Allah, for the work of God, I am there. That should be your commitment. And this pulpit, I'm telling, pastor is not a witch or demon. The demon spirits will tell that. Pastor is something else. If there is somebody who loves you in Bangalore, it's me. Hallelujah. Who want your well-being. As a family, we desire your well-being. We desire your prosperity. We desire your health. We desire that you serve the Lord with commitment, with passion. Hallelujah. You should not have fellowship with the demons. 1 Timothy 4:1. It will destroy your faith. 1 Timothy 4:1. I'm just giving you some. Are you learning something here? Manoma auntie has come from a long way. When she comes this much, I have to give you something fruitful and send you. Yeah. 1 Timothy 4:1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons. Doctrines of demons will come in the church. Make sure you hear the right doctrine. Hallelujah. Dance, shout, scream. Whoa. Bring the film in the church. Bring the film culture in the church. These are doctrines of the demons. One more thing I will tell and close. Luke 13:11. It brings infirmity. Demonic spirits put infirmity. Not every disease is a health problem. Let me tell you. Some can be demonic. Pastor, a believer, it knows how to puncher you, man. Are you a believer 24/7? The moment when you take a prayer break. In Malayalam, there is a saying. Means the dog wanted to cry. Saturday, she made up her mind. She or he. Okay. I just want something that I will not go to. Because work, you have to go, no? They will tell, get up, man. These fellows only. Get up and go, man. When in church timing comes, konja adjust maadi. Pastor. No problem. Go a little late. Who is talking? Demons. Lift your hands and say, I command all demons to get away.